Tell it, tell it, sing it, sing it, let the joy bells ring it, o'er and o'er evermore, tell and sing the news.
Welcome to the Pastor's Heart. Dr. Craig Bush is pastor of the Grace Baptist Church in Kearneysville, West Virginia. Dr. Bush has been preaching, counseling, and encouraging people since 1980. Let his 4+ decades of experience help you today. We pray the Lord will use this time to keep you encouraged in your spiritual life. Join us now as we dive into some practical thoughts and truths from God's Word.
Hello, friends. Welcome to Pastor's Heart Broadcast. This is Pastor Craig Bush, your host, and I want to encourage you today with a thought from God's Word. In Judges chapter 9, verses 8 through 15, the Bible says, "The trees went forth on a time to anoint a king over them. And they said unto the olive tree, Reign thou over us. But the olive tree said unto them, Should I leave my fatness, wherewith by me they honor God and man, and go to be promoted over the trees? And the trees said unto the fig tree, Come thou and reign over us. But the fig tree said unto them, Should I forsake my sweetness and my good fruit, and go to be promoted over the trees? Then they said unto the vine, Come thou, reign over us. The vine said unto them, Should I leave my wine which cheereth God and man, and go to be promoted over the trees? Then all the trees said unto the bramble, Come thou and reign over us. And the bramble said unto the trees, If in truth ye anoint me king over you, then come and put your trust in my shadow. And if not, let fire come out of the bramble and devour the cedars of Lebanon." Now, this is a parable in the Old Testament. Let me help you with something. A parable is an illustration. It's a story. The importance of the parable is not the story, it is the truth. It doesn't matter if the story is real or not, but there is a truth that is real. And here, God puts in the Word of God what we call the parable of the trees. The trees of the forest get together to choose a leader among them. They wanted to be having a king like the people had. The olive tree is spoken to first, and he's nominated, and he says, "I'm honored that you would ask me to do it, but I cannot. You see, my oil is used to anoint kings. I feed people. My job is too important. It's such a long living tree that it lasts up to thousands of years and keeps producing." And he felt like he would have to step down to be king of the trees. The trees then asked the fig tree to be king. The fig tree says that he could not leave his valuable sweet fruit and step down just to be king. His sweet fruit is used for so many foods and is available to so many people around the world. It's used to nourish and strengthen many, many people. Why would he step down just to be a king? The trees then come to the grapevine and ask him to be king. The grapevine says that he is the most abundant and versatile fruit and juice in the world. He's used to celebrate daily living, to neutralize water that they were drinking, and they are sweet and good to eat just by themselves. And he is there for the poor and the common man, as well as royalty. He could be used in so many ways that he didn't just want to step down and be king. Then they come to the lowly little bramble bush. This is a thorny, thistle-like bush. We would think of it much like a tumbleweed. It has no fruit. It bears no nuts. It has really no food value, and really more of a weed than anything. The trees then come to this thorny, worthless little bramble and asks him to be king. He has no importance. So he would have to leave nothing aside. The bramble says that if he accepts the position, then all the trees need to trust him and follow him. And if not, he's going to ask God for fire to come down and burn them all down. And they need to willingly follow this thorny little bush. Even the great cedars of Lebanon would need to follow. 43 and a half years ago, this little bramble bush was asked by God himself to serve. I was not a royal olive tree, a mighty oak, a sweet fruit tree. I was just a little bramble bush. I did not expect God to do much, but I was willing to give him all of me. Never did I expect God to use me as he has. Let me give you three quick thoughts today. Number one, God has a purpose for everyone. It's our job to be satisfied with what he gave us to do. You know, the olive tree and the fig tree and the grapevine were all offered positions, but they saw that the position God had made for them to be most important. Positions do not make you important. Doing what God's will is important. You know, take the position you have and elevate it to make it what God wants it to be. Instead of watching somebody else and wanting what they have, how about we elevate what God has given us to do? I watch Christians get upset and leave churches and go around moping because they didn't get a position they want. They didn't get recognized as they wanted. How about we accept our position and turn it into something big? Be a great nursery worker, a great Sunday school teacher. Be a great greeter, a great usher. Be a great person that cleans the buildings. Number two, God will choose the common people to do his work. Isn't it interesting? It's said of Jesus that the common man heard him gladly. You know, we ought to go out and reach every person we can, but let's reach the common person. Too many churches have turned into wanting to reach just the wealthy. I'm for reaching the wealthy, but I'm for reaching the poor. Some turn to just reaching the poor, but maybe we ought to focus on reaching the common people, because the common people can reach both the poor and the wealthy. You see, the more common people we reach, the more the wealthier people get our attention because of our success. Let's fish with a net and catch all we can and not worry about the size or value. And lastly, let's quit comparing ourselves with others. You know, the trees did not compare themselves with each other. They just stayed in place, doing what they were made to do. Plant your roots deep and don't try to be what somebody else is. You know, the olive tree was not trying to be the fig tree, nor was the fig tree trying to be the grapevine. It was no contest. Matter of fact, Luke 6:44 says, "By your fruits you shall know them." We are known by what we are. I was trained by Dr. Jack Hiles. I got to work for him in his last years. But I realized a long time ago, God did not call me to be Jack Hiles. He called me to be Craig Bush. I loved Brother Hiles, but that does not mean that I am he. You know, we need to line up with the Bible and not worry about other people or other churches. We don't need Christian psychology. We need biblical preaching and biblical living. We don't need support groups. We need soul winning. We don't need more technology. We need more Bibleology, as Brother Roloff would say. We don't need more culture. We need more time at the altar. The size of the tree did not determine the value. You know, 43 and a half years have passed since God called this little bramble bush. I still ask him to use me. I have planted my roots deeply here. I want God to use me in the greatest way possible. Hey, let's have a great day today, and let's give God a great day from the pastor's heart.
Thank you for listening to the pastor's heart. We hope this broadcast has been a help to you. If you would like to hear more of Dr. Bush's messages or learn more about Grace Baptist Church, visit gracebaptistwv.com. That's gracebaptistwv.com. Let's go out and change eternity today.
Tell and sing the news.